I Moved Your Cheese by Deepak Malhotra, narrated by Robert Fass. Preface. When a book has sold over 20 million copies, due respect for the opinion of its readers creates an obligation to explain why someone would seek to challenge its central message. I hope to do that briefly in these opening pages. The real answer, however, lies in the fable itself. I've been asked whether this book was crafted as a rebuttal to Who Moved My Cheese, or as an extension of it. Or, to put it another way, am I saying that the message of Who Moved My Cheese is incorrect, or simply incomplete? The answer is both. For those who are having a hard time dealing with big, or even small, changes in life, Who Moved My Cheese is a compelling read. The book is a useful reminder that we need to accept that change happens, that it may be beyond our control, and that we need to find the strength to move on and adapt. This message is neither incorrect nor trivial, but it is incomplete. Even when adaptation appears to be the only viable option, we should do more than blindly accept and eagerly adapt to change. We should seek to understand why change has been forced upon us, how we might exert greater control in our lives in the future, whether the goals we are chasing are the correct ones, and what it would take to escape the kinds of mazes in which we are always subject to the designs of others. In other words, effective adaptation is not enough. Then there are the situations in which the message of Who Moved My Cheese is not simply incomplete, it is dangerous. Perhaps we should think twice before telling others that they would be wise to recognize their own limitations.